This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this is war.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Great day for President Trump. Horrible day for the Democratic Party. Disastrous day for anyone who wanted impeachment of Trump. Disastrous day for Robert Mueller. He looked like a complete mumbling, fumbling, blundering, stuttering moron. Probably someone with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Something wrong with him. Didn't know the time of day. Didn't know where he was. Really look bad. Who said it? Everybody. Everybody said it on both sides of the aisle. Disastrous day for the Democratic Party. Great day for Trump. First of all, I want to make sure you know this show is sponsored by Fordham Resources. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, 10 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Or visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. Make your own educated decision. Check them out. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. There's a stock you may want to own. Let's grab a caller while we've got him. J.D. is on the line. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
After today's hearing, Wayne, I don't know where I'm at. I heard language today spoken by Mueller that I don't think I've ever heard before. Maybe a little repetitive, but if I can go into it, I think he's up to 155 times. The answer was evasive. I don't want to wade into those waters, a territory I can't get into. Did you read the Steele dossier? I'm not going to discuss that. 20 leaks from your thing that came that harmed the president, zero that helped him. Your joint statement with Barr, I have to read it more carefully to answer your question. I mean, outside my purview, your nine-minute speech, who wrote it? Not going to get into that. Did you remember talking to President Trump about firing Comey? I don't remember that. I think, you know, the only person who learned, I think the person who learned the most about the Mueller report today was Bob Mueller.
Yeah, it's very clear that he was not the one in charge and didn't understand that he was the figurehead only, and it was probably his pit bull, Andrew Weissman, who was in charge. Weissman was the guy who successfully prosecuted Enron and put all those guys in jail, and a lot of people think he was brutal and he was vicious and he went overboard on it, and he put people in jail that did not deserve it. Put them out of work, 1,000
people
out of work.
Lost their job.
Yeah.
And one more thing. I don't know what if you heard this, but I don't know. I understand it. Someone asked him a question, and he responded, "I'll take your question." And that was the extent of his answer, and there was no follow-up. That happened about five or six times. He said, "I'll take your question." And that I never heard that before.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you look like a guy who has, who has major problems with dementia.
I felt sorry for him at the end of the first hearing. Now, I watched the second hearing, and I think the Republicans had asked all the questions, and they knew they weren't going to get any more answers. Some of the people, Ratcliffe from Texas was brilliant. Jordan, without a note, was brilliant. He asked him a question, and Mueller says, I'm not going to respond to that. He says, it's in page 95, section BC. You already answered the question. He said, oh, then I'll rely on the report. Twice, he didn't even know that it was in his own report. But they laid off of it in the second report, in the second hearing, and I think they started complimenting him because they knew that there was something wrong with this man. They weren't going to get any more, and they didn't want to look like they were really aggressive after him.
Right, like they were piling on a guy with dementia. Exactly. All right.
The second committee, they laid back.
All right. We appreciate the review of it all. Thank you, J.D. Donald Trump was triumphant after the Mueller testimony. He said Republicans had a very, very good day today. The Republican Party, our country. The president commented to reporters he left the White House for a fundraiser in West Virginia. I very much appreciate those incredible warriors that you watch today on television. They were really defending our country more than anything else. He panned Mueller's performance as horrible, remarking there was no defense for the Democrats trying to spark impeachment hearings over the investigation's conclusion. I read the papers, I read the press, I read the internet, and if you see what is going on the internet, if you listen to the internet, this is one of the worst performances in the history of our country. Mueller's material was flawed. There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Mueller. There was no defense of this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt. The president panned the entire Mueller investigation as a phony cloud over his administration, repeating it was all a hoax. The whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment for our country. Trump added Democrats failed badly by demanding the hearings, which lasted for over 7 hours today. They are devastated. Democrats lost so big today, their party's in shambles right now. When asked about the future of possible impeachment hearings, Trump said Democrats have nothing, now they have less than nothing. He also claimed the negative effects of today's testimony would reverberate in the 2020 election. I think they hurt themselves very badly for 2020, he said. He taunted cable news reporters at the White House, describing them as fake news for propagating negative elements of the story further. I will tell you, the two most nauseous and nauseating networks whose ratings have both gone way down, even they said this is a really bad day for Democrats. Everybody said it's a bad, bad day for Democrats. So great job by the Republican questioners and a very bad job by Robert Mueller. And he points out that even Donald Trump points out that even Michael Moore agrees the Dems and Mueller blew it. Michael Moore's tweet, a frail old man, unable to remember things, stumbling, refusing to answer basic questions. I said it in 2017, and Mueller confirmed it today. All you pundits and moderates and lame Democrats who told the public to put their faith in the esteemed Robert Mueller, basically says just go screw yourself from now on. He says something much worse, but basically just go screw yourself. So Michael Moore even admits that this was an epic fail and a disaster. And in one other epic fail for the Democrats, supposedly Bill Barr, the Attorney General, Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary, were going to be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. And the DOJ announced today that Bill Barr and Wilbur Ross will not be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. Democrats lost again Wednesday afternoon when the Justice Department announced it will not be prosecuting either Bill Barr or Wilbur Ross. Last week, Democrat-controlled House voted to hold Barr and Ross in criminal contempt of Congress for obstructing an investigation into the citizenship census question. It passed on a party-line vote, the contempt resolution, 230 to 198. And today, the Democrats lost this battle because federal prosecutors will not prosecute Barr and Ross. Department of Justice's longstanding position is that we will not prosecute an official for contempt of Congress for declining to provide information subject to a presidential assertion of executive privilege, wrote Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So consistent with this longstanding position and uniform practice, the department has determined that the responses by the Attorney General and the Secretary of Commerce to the subpoenas issued by the Committee on Oversight and Reform did not constitute a crime, and accordingly the department will not bring congressional contempt citation for a grand jury or take any other action to prosecute Attorney General or Secretary. So first Mueller went down in flames like the Hindenburg, and then the DOJ announced it will not prosecute Attorney General Bill Barr. So another good moment. There was a good moment in court as well. A federal judge refuses to block new Trump restriction on asylum. A federal judge refusing to block Trump from enforcing a new restriction on asylum that forces migrants to apply for asylum in a country they're passing through before they get to the USA. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly in Washington has refused to grant a temporary restraining order. Another hearing on a similar suit is scheduled later Wednesday in California. Well, of course, they schedule them all in California. Kelly says the immigrant advocacy groups that sued didn't prove their work would be irreparably harmed if the policy went into effect. The proposal prevents most migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they pass through another country first. Another victory for Trump. And a rare one this early in a lawsuit. He usually wins later, not early. And how much time we have left in this segment, Chris? All right, so it's time to get into another story. All right, Rashida Tlaib. I never miss a chance to talk about Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States House. Rashida Tlaib is the one who freaked out because Trump, you know, talked about maybe, you know, we should get rid of these gals. He never said the word deported, by the way. He said, if you don't like the country, leave the country. He didn't say, I'm going to deport you. But Rashida Tlaib called for deporting Trump long before he ever said that the squad should leave. I call them the commie quad squad should leave. They call Trump racist for suggesting American citizens leave the country if they aren't happy with it. But long before Trump was president, Rashida Tlaib actually called for the deportation of Trump because she was unhappy with him as a candidate in December of 2015. Rashida Tlaib is calling for a white man running for president to be deported all because she doesn't like his policy. This is what someone is saying on Twitter. This was December of 2015. So she didn't like what Trump had to say, and she's brown and he's white. Isn't that racism? It certainly is when it's the other way around, right? When anybody's white says anything about someone who's brown and says, get out of the country, you're a racist. She's brown, he's white, she said, get out of the country, deport him. So isn't she racist? And Joe Scarborough, when we get back, we'll talk about Joe Scarborough of Morning Joe and MSNBC. He asked God's forgiveness for ever being a Republican. That's funny. That's funny. I don't know what you're drinking, Joe, but you're not watching the same thing we are. These elitists in New York City live in a delusional dream state. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Well, it was War Now. I'm used to saying that for 3.5 years. It's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Before we get to more of the Mueller testimony, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Newsmax TV, which normally you watch in hour number 3, but there is no Newsmax TV tonight because my camera busted. And these are very expensive, very delicate cameras. And, you know, here I am in Las Vegas. They've got to ship one to Vegas that's got to be installed, reinstalled. And so it won't be up until tomorrow. So I'll be on Newsmax TV again tomorrow night, God willing, all goes well. But I will not be on tonight. But Newsmax TV, generally, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, you'll find Wayne Allen Root. And Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 70 million homes right now, 80 million homes by the end of this year. You can find us on DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week, usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we didn't last night. We had a repeat last night because the camera broke. We didn't today because the camera was out of commission. But normally, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I open up with Bill O'Reilly. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. And you have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. You're going to leave for those other options like DirecTV, Dish TV, etc., etc. Make it simple. Call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com at precisely 8 o'clock. Eastern, 5 Pacific, NewsmaxTV.com. It'll be on your desktop or laptop. Or get a Newsmax TV app for free on your cell phone. Doesn't cost you a thing. Just go to the App Store and get Newsmax TV, and boom, I'm on your phone every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. All right. Trump says Mueller's testimony proves the Russia probe is a witch hunt and a hoax. The Mueller disaster ends. Trump impeachment talks. It's Michael Goodwin of the New York Post, one of my favorites. Michael's a great columnist. And here's what Goodwin says. Among his talents, Donald Trump is a special gift for driving his detractors so crazy that they do really stupid stuff. The decision by Democrats to force Robert Mueller to testify before Congress is Exhibit A. Bumbling Bob was a train wreck of epic proportions. The fallout is immediate, starting with this. Impeachment is no longer an option. It had a slim chance before Wednesday's painful slog and no chance after it. Mueller was that bad, seemingly hard of hearing, often looking confused. The Dems' fantasy of having him breathe life into his report backfired. His dismal performance killed any possibility that his 450-page tome could serve as a roadmap for overturning the 2016 election and driving Trump from office. Although Mueller's general demeanor was disturbing, it was also instructive. He did not project the mental and physical vigor of someone capable of leading the complex two-year probe into Russian meddling, possible Trump collusion, and obstruction of justice. More likely, the 74-year-old former FBI director was something of a figurehead for an investigation that was carried out by a team of zealots he assembled. This is not an incidental issue. As Andy McCarthy of National Review has noted, and as Trump has repeatedly charged, the prosecutors were primarily people who had donated to Hillary Clinton and other Democrats who otherwise made known their support for her. Perhaps Mueller's detachment explains his failure to remedy these obvious conflicts of interest that undercut his credibility from the moment they became known. Oddly, Mueller removed Agent Peter Strzok because his bias against Trump became public, but had no such concerns about public reports showing that Chief Prosecutor Andrew Weissmann and others were in Hillary's camp. Mueller's detachment may also explain the bizarre standard his team created, where Trump's presumption of innocence was shredded because they could not find sufficient evidence to exonerate him. As more than one Republican noted Wednesday, prosecutors either file charges or they don't, but have never imposed the impossible standard of exoneration. Those flaws are among many that undercut the report, including the fact that much of it reads as if were written by a Trump-hating reporter from the New York Times. As one GOP member noted, the report cites nearly 200 articles and broadcasts, giving the impression that the media set the probe's agenda. At the very least, Mueller's team and the media were joined at the hip from the get-go. Because of its pro-Clinton bias, the probe was the evil twin of the initial FBI investigation inherited. Recall that the crooked James Comey relied heavily on the infamous Steele dossier, which the Clintons team funded. So start to finish, Trump was targeted by partisan law enforcement officials who had no business being on the case. And yet, despite a probe that ran a combined 3 years involving hundreds of witnesses, thousands of subpoenas, and surveillance on Trump associates, and maybe the president himself, investigators could find nothing worthy of a criminal charge. This can only help the president in his re-election campaign. So, good stuff, folks. Great stuff. Michael Goodwin of the New York Post, one of my favorite journalists, favorite opinion columnists. I love the New York Post, by the way. Great newspaper. And there's the truth. There it is laid out for you. I couldn't say it any better myself, so I made sure I read you Michael Goodwin's words. But everything he said has been said by me for 2 years now. It was a partisan witch hunt.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
President Trump speaking there. Now, the president did not mince any words over what he thought about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony. The president continues.
You know, you can be a builder, but if they don't give you the right materials, you're not going to build a very good building. Robert Mueller had no material. He had nothing to work with. So obviously he did very poorly today.
House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise blasts Democrats for trying to impeach President Trump, saying there's more important things that they should be accomplishing on Capitol Hill.
I think most Americans recognize that the things that aren't being done are more important than watching what they're trying to do moving towards impeachment with no grounds for impeachment.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. So I've got something exciting to share with you. My doctor suggests, the sponsor of the segment of the show, and if you suffer from any kind of medical health issue you can think of, I mean, they cover it all. Gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, colds, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome, you name it. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something that I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests produces products that are alkaline, structured, silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice, which is always under duress, all these thousands of hours I talk on the air, my voice is now a workhorse. I've never missed 1 minute in 3.5 years due to a hoarse voice. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. I wake up every morning sharp as a tack, no brain fog, and leaky gut syndrome. I eat food and it doesn't bother me. I don't get tired. I don't have stomach aches, nothing. All the things I used to have are gone. Thing of the past. So check out My Doctor Suggests. There's probably like 100 different things you could you could look up in their new book. They've got a book about how amazing silver is. And inside the book, it lists all the ailments you could ever think of and how silver helps them and how much you take each day. Give them a call and get the book free. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off. And if you're driving in your car right now, you don't have time to write it down. Just go, you can't forget, WayneRoot@gmail.com, right? That's my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. When you get home, just email me, and I will absolutely positively answer back and let you know how you contact, phone number, website, all the other contact information from My Doctor Suggests or any other sponsor on this show. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We've got our guest here, Stephen Rogers, former member of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, retired military intelligence officer, president of America Winning Coalition, member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. Great guy. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Oh, a pleasure being here. Thank you.
All right. So you tweeted out that the Dems wanted Mueller to drop a political bomb on President Trump, and instead he dropped a bomb on them. His disastrous appearance blew their agenda to pieces. You also tweeted, in all my 28 years in law enforcement, I've never seen a prosecutor manufacture the outcome of an investigation the way Mueller did witch hunt. So pretty clear today, Democrats got obliterated, correct?
Oh, they sure did. They got obliterated every single time a question was asked of Bob Mueller. You know, it was unfortunate. It was sad to watch. It was sickening to watch. Bob Mueller seemed distant. He seemed like he wasn't connected. He wasn't in touch. And frankly, look, he didn't want to be there. He made it clear he didn't want to be there. And apparently he tried to stick to his script as long as he could, but the guy just didn't do it. And the president said it all tonight. Bob Mueller had nothing to work with.
So, look, you're a total law enforcement background. Former member, FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, retired military intelligence officer, et cetera, et cetera. Again, you tweeted, in all my 38 years in law enforcement, I've never seen a prosecutor manufacture the outcome of an investigation like Mueller did, which hunt. So tell us, you know, what are the things that you see that prove that this whole thing is a witch hunt?
Well, a couple of things, but one very, very important thing was said by Representative Jordan. And that was, actually it was a question to Mueller. He asked him about Joseph Mifsud. He's the Maltese professor. He was the FBI informant. He lied and lied and lied to the FBI in interviews, and the FBI never charged him. And yet, other people who the FBI say lied, like Mike Flynn and others, they were charged. So I see right away that the investigation should have, and any prosecutor would tell you this, any law enforcement officer would tell you this, should have went back to the informant, because he is the reason why this all started. So the question is, and this guy, Joseph Mifsud, would have had the answer, the question is, what was the motive? Who put him up to this? And the FBI, in this case Mueller, never went down that road. That's number one. Number two, all of the information, all of the intelligence about Hillary Clinton, about collusion of the DNC with Russia. What happened? Why wasn't that pursued? You know, when you see, as an investigator, other crimes being committed that are not supposed to be on your radar, you know what you got to do? You've got to investigate them, or at least bring them to another agency to investigate. Mueller did not do that. He was focused on taking down the president.
And so, I mean, to me, one of the big tip-offs, I mean, there were a thousand of them, but one of the big tip-offs was when they raided Roger Stone's home and CNN was waiting for him before the FBI got there. How does that happen? I mean, isn't it a crime to leak? If the special prosecutor or the FBI working with special prosecutor leaked to the media, go wait in front of Roger Stone's home, we're going to come raid him. Isn't that a crime in and of itself? Doesn't that prove that they're out to get you?
Well, it sure does. And keep in mind that they place a number of people in danger by allowing that to happen. Now, believe me, if CNN got it, somebody else got it, somebody could have talked to somebody else, and then you're going to have someone show up with a violent intention. And so they committed an egregious act. They committed an act that they wanted to become a show. It did become a show. But at the end of the day, there is a final chapter that says you lose. Look, at nothing new was brought out of what we heard today during this long, what I call dog and pony show. Nothing was gained, no new information other than two things. One, we realize now why Bob Mueller didn't want to come and testify. And two, we've learned that, once again, no evidence of collusion, no evidence of obstruction. Now, saying that, you know, the Dems and everyone's talking about, well, there's enough there for obstruction. And what was it that Mueller said that, well, I can't charge a sitting president? Listen, a prosecutor's job is not to make that determination. Either there's facts and evidence or there's not, and there wasn't any evidence that there was obstruction.
All right, we're talking with Stephen Rogers, former member of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, retired military intelligence officer, president of America Winning Coalition, member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. Stephen, I know you're not a doctor, you're not a psychologist, you're not a psychiatrist, but what do you make of Mueller's testimony today? I mean, what does your gut instinct say? Because to me, he looked like a guy with dementia. He didn't know where the hell he was. He didn't know who appointed him, to which president appointed him to his position at the FBI. He didn't have the answers to anything, and he looked in a cloud of confusion. He was stuttering and stumbling and mumbling, and it was bad. What do you chalk that up to?
Well, I got to tell you, people have asked me that question over and over again today, and I chalk it up to his age. He is an elderly fellow. Perhaps there are some problems that are he is facing regarding as we all get older. And I know all of us, you know, we don't want to put the guy down for that. I know that. But he didn't belong there. And whoever briefed him, whoever convinced him to go there today, they're the ones that should be really ashamed of themselves. He didn't belong there. There's no reason for him to be there. But the Democrat socialists used him as a prop. Used him as a tool in order, as you said earlier, and you reiterated what I said, to drop a political bomb on Donald J. Trump, and it exploded right in their face. So, yeah, he's got some probably medical problems, and hopefully he'll be able to take care of that. I think this is the last we're going to see and hear of Bob Mueller.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would just draw a slightly different conclusion, too, by the way, though. It's not just that he was bad today. This tells me that most probably, there's no law that says I'm right about this. Maybe he started out just great 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, and maybe he got to this point. But it's also possible that he's been out of it for 2.5 years, and he really had almost nothing to do with this. He was just, you know, a face that they put on this investigation as a figurehead, and he let this team of Trump-hating, Hillary Clinton donating Obama donors, donor lawyers, take the investigation in a horrible direction and turn it into a witch hunt. I don't think he's ever been in control.
Well, you know, a good point. When I worked at the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, Bob Mueller was the FBI director. He was a sharp cat. This is going back to 2001, 2002. On the ball, a sharp guy. I mean, his eyes were on everything. I did not see the Bob Mueller today that I saw several years ago. So you're absolutely right. This looked like a staff report that he was given. Look, he didn't even, at least in my view, and I don't know about how you feel about this one, but it seems like he didn't know what Fusion GPS was.
Oh, yeah, no, that was clear. He totally didn't know Fusion GPS. And who would forget that name if you're in charge of this investigation? I mean, you know, I talk about 1,000 things in the media, to be honest with you, Stephen. This is a very small part of what I do. And I remember the name Fusion GPS. I mean, there's a dementia issue going on here. I'm really convinced of it.
Yeah, it could be. And I think the telltale of that is, and it was sad to hear him or not remember who appointed him. That was a
yeah,
that
he
was
thought
a
Bush
moment.
And it was Reagan. He thought Bush and it was Reagan. Yeah, very, Very strange moment. Very strange. And how about how many times he said, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to discuss this, or I refuse to talk about it, or go to the back of the report. The news media says about 135 times he made statements like that. So, I mean, what was the point of even appearing today?
Well, the point was to showcase or try to showcase him as the guy that got all the evidence necessary to give the U.S. Congress the tools they need to impeach Donald Trump. What he did was he gave the American people the tools that they need to make sure that Donald Trump does not get. It just completely worked backwards and blew up in their face.
Yeah, and for the guy who's president of America Winning Coalition and member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board, I would say you and I are in a good mood today. I would say things went very well today, far beyond what we ever would have thought in our best-case scenario. And I'd say they did more than give the tools to the American people to not impeach Trump or support the impeachment of Trump. I think they gave the American people the tools today to say Trump is reelected for 2020.
By a landslide, and thousands more Democrats are going to be walking away.
I hope so. Steve Rogers, you and I are on the same team. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
President of America Winning Coalition, member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board, Stephen Rogers, former member of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. So he's kind of nice. He just didn't want to say terrible things about Robert Mueller. You know, FBI guys are not going to say terrible things about another FBI guy, and I don't blame him. But I can say terrible things about an FBI guy. He's a bad guy. Lots of good FBI guys, not Robert Mueller. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Tinashe D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just a reminder, we will not be on Newsmax TV tonight because my camera broke. Simple as that. My camera is down. We used to have a backup. And the backup broke about a month ago, maybe it's 2 months ago now, and so we put a brand new camera in. The brand new one broke, so there isn't a backup now. We never got another backup because they're obviously very expensive pieces of equipment, and it's a lot of money. And so they thought, well, a new one should last like 2-3 years like the first one did. Well, the new one broke in a matter of a month or two. So now we have no cameras, so a new one is being FedExed overnight. It'll be here tomorrow. And it will be installed tomorrow, so all should be well, and I should be back on the air tomorrow. But it's lousy timing because, well, two reasons. Number one is the hearings today with Robert Mueller. Everybody wants to tune in tonight. It should be one of the busiest nights here, and I won't be there. So that's number one. And number two is I'll be on one night tomorrow, and then I leave for a long-planned vacation. So, you know, I missed Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, I was on the air Monday, missed Tuesday, Wednesday, on the air, hopefully tomorrow, Thursday, and then boom, Friday, I'm off on a vacation. I'm gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back Thursday. So I'm missing 4 days on the air, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So just headed off to a wonderful vacation, a much-needed vacation. And I always schedule it the same way. This will be the third year in a row on national radio, national TV, that I schedule like 3 trips each summer, and each one is built around a Saturday, Sunday when I'm not on the air. So you take a 5-6 day trip, and all you miss is 3-4 days on the air. And that's kind of what I do most of the time. I'll miss a Friday, Monday, Tuesday, come back on Wednesday morning, and be available for Wednesday night. So that's kind of what we're doing this time again, taking a nice vacation, and it's just sad to be missing tonight's show. I like to be on a hot streak heading into the vacation. But camera did not cooperate. But you know who did cooperate? Hosts on MSNBC, a senior national correspondent at ABC News, all saying the same thing. Impeachment is over. Senior national correspondent at ABC is Terry Moran. He says after today's hearing, impeachment is over. He argues Pelosi isn't going to allow her members to start impeachment hearings in the House when it would lose in the Senate. And with the American people, he said the problem for Democrats is that Mueller had to carry the weight of the impeachment narrative today, and at the very least appears to be, a vigorous, strong, rock-solid prosecutor. But instead, Moran notes, Mueller looked like somebody who'd slowed a step or two. Yeah, that's putting it nicely. Moran even suggests that perhaps Mueller is as Republicans are now saying after the hearing he was just a figurehead for all these angry Democrats trying to do their dirty work. He's not saying that explicitly, but by even mentioning it like it is, he's giving a nod to just how bad Mueller looked today.
Right.
Most of these people, including my former, you know, FBI terror, Joint Terrorism Task Force guest, nobody wants to come out and say, oh, man, this guy is, you know, a terrible person, or this guy is a poor, dribbling on himself, dementia victim. Nobody wants to say things like that when they're friends with the guy. But the truth was, it was bad today. It was bad. And it was interesting because Trump said something else interesting. He said, before the hearing, he said, I hope he doesn't say that under oath. Trump calls out Mueller for lying about applying for the FBI job. We have numerous witnesses. President Trump tweeted out this morning, it has been reported that Robert Mueller is saying he did not apply an interview for the job of FBI director and get turned down the day before he was wrongfully appointed special counsel. Hope he doesn't say that under oath, and that we have numerous witnesses to the interview, including the Vice President of the United States. But during his testimony today, Special Counsel Mueller disputed the president's claim that he applied for the top job as FBI chief. Oh, so he did dispute it, even though Trump says there are multiple witnesses. Facing questions from congressional lawmakers, Mueller said he spoke with Trump about the FBI job before he was named a special counsel, but not as a candidate. Then White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon has said that while the White House invited Mueller to speak to the president about the FBI and thought about asking him to become director again, Mueller did not come in looking for a job. Trump tweeted Wednesday, there are numerous witnesses, including Vice President Pence, who could say that Mueller applied and interviewed for the job and was turned down for it. Anyway, I don't think you believe a word these people say, but in the case of today's testimony by Mueller, maybe you could excuse it if he says that, because the guy seems to have dementia, so you wouldn't even remember the interview. I wouldn't say he's purposely saying that. I would say he just doesn't have a memory of anything anymore. And then finally, as we go out here, I want to read you another story that has never been in mainstream media. FBI is rocked by the public suicide of a top FBI agent who investigated, you want to guess what I'm going to say next? The Clinton Foundation. Doesn't it seem funny that everybody who ever investigates the Clintons winds up offing themselves? Isn't that strange? Everybody who investigates the Clintons wants to commit suicide afterwards. Maybe it's the filth and the stench of the Clintons and all their dirtiness and all their dirty politics. And God knows what Bill Clinton was doing on the Lolita Express and at Orgy Island with little girls. And God knows what Hillary Clinton does with her girlfriends. I don't know. Maybe it's the stench of it all. But they all seem to kill themselves or die under mysterious circumstances. FBI agents are mourning the death of one of the Bureau's top financial crime supervisors who shot and killed himself on a crowded nightclub dance floor. Salvatore Sal Cincinnati, a former Wall Street broker who joined the FBI in 2010, died last week during a night out after an FBI training session. He was 41 years old. He was out partying with FBI colleagues at a trendy watering hole in Austin, Texas. The group had been drinking and dancing. Later in the evening, in the middle of the crowded dance floor, he took out his gun and shot himself dead. How bizarre is that? What explains that? I mean, maybe he just had mental problems. It had nothing to do with the Clintons. But there's such a long list of people who died or committed suicide under mysterious circumstances during or after investigating the Clintons. It makes you wonder.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.